yeah. Slightly more organized. I still need to put up the beer posters, but those are going in the kitchen once I figure out how to do it, because they're the wood's set too far in, and I only use those easy 3M hooks.
Because
I'm cheap and don't want to hurt the wall.
I was going to say, well, I don't know how big they are. I was going to say it'd be kind of cool on that corner in there, the where it goes, do them like a triptych. That'd be cool. Because aren't there three of them? Four?
Damn.
Yeah, that's why. It's like, okay, it's going to be a cube.
Fuck. Uber beer brick. Oh, beer brick. There's another name for a D&D character. Just putting that out there. Beer brick the bald. Beer brick the mighty. Derek Beerbrick.
What kind of character would that be, though?
Dwarf.
Burchard Beerbrick.
Yeah, Burchard.
Isn't there already a Burchard, though?
Yeah, it's my dad.
Yeah. Note, not we are really. Talking not about really. D&D characters. Because well, we're awesome.
But the Richard, the Rutherford Richard conversation was fun.
It was.
Dan's current D&D character is actually pretty wicked awesome.
That's true. It's a dwarf that we generally refer to as the Castle.
The Castle. Oh.
Yes, because since pretty much the beginning, he's been covered in plate armor and God knows how many weapons. And generally, the first thing that happens when we walk into a room is that he storms at the first enemy he sees without caring if there's traps or whatever. So, and he can take more damage than just about anybody except for Adam's character. How, we have no fucking clue because he has no armor whatsoever.
Are you a streaker?
But
well, that's my sword mage. That's my sword mage.
That's what she said. Or he.
Who is the grandfather, I decided, of another one of my D&D characters.
Oh,
I'm just referring to this sword mage as Sylvanas because it's the family name. I haven't decided on his first name yet.
I was not aware of that. You've never mentioned that before.
Oh, I thought I had.
No.
Huh. Okay. I named my character Paul. Just went simple.
But he's got a cool last name.
Yeah.
Mine's Nemo.
What?
Everybody has your a hell of a time finding it.
Silverkin?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, mine's really cool. Grimmed in Nordrock because I got really bored and started randomly scribbling letters and we tried to figure out what it said. And we came up with Grindum and then just made up a stupid last name. And
I found Greek names. Papakostas.
That's right.
Yeah, so I've currently got Sylvanas with the Renfest bus stop campaign.
Yep.
And Magnus Decimus Cato with the other... The large D&D group.
Yeah, Cato. Huh. Which I always think of Rome for that.
Oh, I was thinking of Bruce Lee from The Green Hornet. He played Cato.
Oh, that's right.
Hmm. Well, regardless, it's a cool last name, I'd say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And apparently commonly used.
Yeah, pretty Who common, knew? I discovered in my research of Roman names.
I don't know why, but first thing that comes to my mind is Mankato State University every time I hear
Cato.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I go in a totally different direction there.
That makes sense.
So, yeah.
Huh. I'm surprised. Yeah, that should have made more sense first, but I guess I just watched an episode of Rome, so I think it just kind of snuck in.
See, I haven't seen that show yet. I really want to watch it.
It's wonderful.
It's pretty.
So, yeah. I mean, we have like
it's good.
We have 7 or 8 shows that we're watching right now, and we figured, you know, we got to get through some of those first before we start new stuff.
Right. No, I totally understand. Yeah. It's I missed out on Game of Thrones, and everyone just watched that. But at the same time,
another one I haven't started yet. So.
At the same time, I'm still working my way through Doctor Who.
Oh, so good.
And so
yeah, another one I haven't started yet. But they're all
working on it. Yeah.
So yeah, nowhere. We started out with a couple comedies. Let's see. We did 30 Rock, which we're about halfway through. I Met Your Mother, which we're about halfway through.
Good stuff.
That show is crap.
I started... Which one? I Met Your Mother?
Yes. Crack, not crap.
Oh.
Crack.
I understood crap.
It pulls you in.
Yeah, it definitely is. We've had nights where we go through like 7 or 8 episodes at a time and we go to bed at like 2:30, which is not good. But,
But that's what happens because you're streaming off the
Roku.
The Roku.
Yeah. Yeah, so all it is just hit play and it keeps going until you stop it. So, yeah.
Very true. I've gotten into the horrible habit. I also have an Apple TV in my bedroom. Oh, and so right. I have that habit of just, oh, I'm going to fall asleep to this and put it on. And it's like, not tired yet. Yeah. I guess I can watch another one.
Yeah. I've been taking my laptop to bed and switching on an episode of Doctor Who and being like, I'll just watch the first 5 minutes and then I'll go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. 6 hours later.
Yeah.
It's nice and warm. He cuddles with it.
Good ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or something. Sleek. Stuff.
What?
Angular.
I get lost.
No lie, this afternoon.
Plastic.
After a crazy bike adventure this afternoon, I popped on Rocco's Modern Life on Netflix and just kept watching. I was like, oh my God, I got to turn this off.
Now, did you do one after another, or did you like kind of pick and choose? Oh, I remember that one.
I did one after another. I was just like, well, you know, I'm going to be working at the desk. I'll just put it up on my second monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Well, the big part with that show is like you just turn your brain off and just watch, and it's really easy to get sucked into shows like that and just keep watching them.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I switched on Reboot on Netflix. Reboot.
Still pissed about the third season.
Apparently they're getting it.
They are?
My buddy...
sorry, we totally hijacked this, but I have to know.
No, he keeps on sending in, like, to the customer service. He keeps on going, where is it? Where's the third season? And they send him a thing that apparently says, it's coming within this next quarter.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to get weird looks for this, but what's Reboot?
Oh. Reboot was a CGI TV show.
About the inside of a computer, Mainframe.
Yes.
Made by Mainframe Productions, which also produced and created, or didn't create, but produced Beast Wars.
Yes.
That Transformers show.
Oh, man, I remember that show.
Don't go back and watch. Well,
so I'm taking it's a somewhat older show then.
Yeah, it's right before...
Late 90s.
98.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I didn't live in the States yet, so we may not have had it. So.
Yeah.
It's nerdy in that if you know computers, they make funny jokes kind of ways.
And if you like horror movies, there are a billion references, including many to my personal favorite movie, Evil Dead.
Which is what's missing from the first episode of the third season is when they really first break into that lot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Could you adjust your windscreen so that it's not pressing against the mic? It does a little bit more good if it's...
distanced.
Able to move freely.
Should be good. It's hard to tell. It's very black.
Indeed. I guess I try to like put like a finger between... the mic and the windscreen, if I can. Just barely.
Very, very nerdy thing. As some people, well, as everybody here knows, except Dan. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, sorry.
But
See, this is what's going to be interesting. Is every reference to Dan will be?
Yeah.
Wait.
Dan Whalen. I actually entered this contest for 1/6 scale custom figures and whatnot, and one of my custom figures is an Indiana Jones one that I tweet.
Nice.
And I was like, well, I want to throw... like, I throw in little nerdy things into photos just to see if people will catch them. And he's carrying a mask that actually was an accessory to an old Crash Bandicoot toy. And it's the Tiki mask that follows you around and guides you throughout the original Crash Bandicoot game. Mm-hmm. And this dude called me on it, and he's like, he was just bitching me out. He's like, that's cross-franchising. I'm like, first off, there's an Indiana Jones figure standing in front of a Batman figure next to a Wolverine figure. And you're bitching about the Crash Bandicoot cross over here. But I was very proud of that, and it made me miss Crash Bandicoot. Because that is a wonderful, wonderful game.
It is. It very much is.
And Wrath of Cortex. Wrath of Cortex was good, too. And then the third one sucked.
Oh, see. Sorry. Yes, I was getting back to that. The hook for Reboot was, you know, there's some bad people living there. There's good people living in there. They're always warring. But then every now and then, the user sends games to Mainframe so that it's up to basically the good guys to beat the user at the game so that the game doesn't apparently delete a part of their system.
Yeah.
That's the part that doesn't make sense.
Because it overwrites it.
Yes.
Because you save the data. So when you save the data, it overwrites whatever is there.
That makes so much more sense now.
Yep.
Before I thought, so if they who hates his computer so much? Yeah.
So like, if they lost the game and he saved over it, whoever died was in there would is be dead. Dead.
Yeah.
Well, they're
that
gnolls.
Makes sense.
Well, yeah, because they
look
the
like
AI.
These little sluggish, yeah. colorful yeah. things that move around.
They basically become Mercury.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's on Netflix or
yes, first two seasons are already available.
Reboot is awesome.
Make myself a note here.
And it's one of those kids shows kind of things, so it's sure. they're really softballing it in, but it's
season
still
three
amazing.
Is still if you watch the first two seasons and then or if you watch even like a couple episodes and then if you skip to the third season, you're just like, this is really cool because the characters actually evolve and change,
yes.
which is good. Wonderful to see in those shows because it so much at that point in time was, look, we have a good guy up. Oh, he's dead.
Uh-oh.
Three episodes later, oh, he's back. Look, he's back because he, you know, transformed with another character, and now they're yep. one robot. I'm talking to you, Beast Wars.
Yeah.
Sorry. There were many times that they did shit like that, and it pissed me off.
Wait, so what was the animal when it came back? Was it...
What was it? It was a... Adam knows more about Beast Wars than I do. It was Silverhawk?
Tigerhawk.
Tigerhawk, yeah. It was the white tiger and
with wings.
With wings. Huh. It was fucking weird.
I had the toy. I probably still do.
It was a cool character.
I used to have Rat Trap.
Totally cool.
I had the Transmetals Cheetor. And then someone took it.
Oh, I remember Cheetor.
Yeah. He was a rambunctious little scamp.
Dan, how do you pronounce your last name so that we get this?
Scarup. Scarup. Yeah, that's how I usually tell people, just the word scare up.
It's like makeup.
Yes, only scarier.
Fair enough. I do that.
Yeah,
it's like Halloween really good job makeup. That.
Yeah.
Yes, Dave did zombie makeup for the zombie pub crawl.
Yes, so I heard.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So awesome.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was you, but
that's
then
me.
Again,
it was
there's no faces with the podcast, so.
It's very true.
But we started taking pictures, so you can kind of sneak it in.
I told you that already. One of my guys won Best in Bar again for a second year running.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know which bar, but...
Do you know
which guy?
I can't remember his name. Uh-oh. But I did a rather nasty gash across the forehead leading down to his right cheek. And I actually took a latex string... it had scabbed over. That was when I had more time, like in mid-afternoon.
Wow. I missed that one.
Yeah, he was in the chair for, well, the stool. I think I spent like 35, almost 40 minutes on him. Whereas everybody else, I was kicking out in about 8 minutes.
Ah, blood, latex, yeah. Done.
Probably. I got you done in 5 minutes, 5-6 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I looked awesome. Yeah. It was amazing.
Probably one of my favorites I've ever seen was, and this wasn't for a zombie thing, but it was supposed to be like a mock car crash.
Yeah. And turn your head so you're talking a little more into the
back. Oh, there sorry. Right.
Perfect.
And what they had done is, it was supposed to be that this person got hit in the face with something and it ripped their eye out of their socket. So it was like from their eye socket down halfway through their cheek. Was this giant gash with the eyeball like dangling off of the, you know, the nerves, and some of the top teeth exposed through the cheek.
Whoa.
It was amazing. And this was all just for like a mock car crash.
Wow.
It was awesome.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think they said they spent like I think they said they spent about 2.5 hours just on that one piece of makeup.
I've done the exposed teeth where it looks like part of the cheek's ripped off. I made a prosthetic that made it look like all this was exposed. And it was actually a layer that you put on, but you put like dark edges around it and it really sank it back in a little bit. And I mean, it's a pain in the ass, but man, it looks gross.
Yeah, it does.
It's
it definitely
cool.
does. Especially if you have like the whole fake blood going with it and dripping down. And
we had that one guy that... Yeah. Just bought a whole bunch of fake blood and had me throw it at him.
Really?
Yeah, he apparently got free pizza somewhere.
Huh.
He gave me a hug.
Hey, you're bloody. Have some pizza.
Sticky.
Awesome. Yeah, kind of like that Halloween where I was a zombie hunter and we just went out to the Adams parking lot and you just threw blood at me for a while.
Ah, memories.
Ah, memories.
Good times.
Yeah.
One of my, do you remember one of my favorite zombies out there was at a con. I don't know if you
Kitty
saw
zombie?
Her. No, not Kitty Zom. But Kitty Zombie is awesome.
He's going to be at C2E2.
Oh yeah.
Hey, awesome. Kitty Zom.
Very cool. Kitty Zom. Woo. Okay. And so yeah, but it was this girl who was an amputee. She didn't have lower part of her left arm, and she had like a prosthetic on there that made it look like there was a bone sticking out of her elbow.
It was nasty.
Oh, it was incredible.
I do.
Okay.
It was that. Yeah. I have a Twitter, but was that at Chicago Con?
I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool.
Wait, I'm gonna try and get us in there again this year.
Cool.
I just can't get this to bend. I didn't want to.
You can loosen that thing up and move it or move the pop filter closer to you so it bends more.
Yeah, that's why I moved the microphone down so that I could bend it over just a little bit. It's just at a weird angle. I'm trying not to crowd other Dan. Or this Dan.
I'm assuming it's the one with your name on it.
Yes, it is.
I am.
That would make sense.
Okay.
So, yep.
All right.
I was laughing in my head, thinking, "Oh man, there's going to be something I might have to bleep."
Oh no, I'm a little smarter than that.
So. Join.
The password is password 1.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Which my was, God, that's yeah, the same I, combo for my luggage.
I used to work in IT I'm at my old college.
President.
I used to work in IT at my old college, and you would be surprised how many people actually do the 1 through 5 thing. Especially people who it's their first computer,
mm-hmm.
and like, well, I need an easy to remember password. It's either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 1, 2, 3, ABC or variations. And I was like, really? Come on,
not gonna try a little harder.
1, 2, 3, WERT.
Quart.
Oh, that would QWERTY? Be. That would,
yeah, that one's quite common too.
That would be such a great username and password. 1, 2, 3. It's as easy as ABC.
No, it's the other way around, isn't it?
Well, whatever.
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Fine, I was trying to switch it around for security purposes. Damn it. No, I really fucked that up, sorry.
Dang it, no, I don't remember.
No, it would be funny, though, if every time somebody sat down at the computer, was like, and everyone's like, what the fuck's wrong with that person?
And see, that's where afterwards you just go, ha 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 ha. Bother you again.
All right, let's get this thing started.
Yeah. Yep. About that time.
You or me?
Go ahead.
Okay. And something I've noticed that we've been doing a couple times, I will introduce you and then say hello.
Okay.
Because we always do that, like, kind of half, like, are you going to start saying something or am I? And so it's like, and here's, hey!
Okay. That so, works.
Yeah.
You're at it.
Okay. Everybody ready? Does anyone want another beverage, pizza, anything else? While
I could use another beverage, yeah.
No, I'll grab one for you, since I'm...
Sure.
I'm
oh. All right, I appreciate it.
Oop. Excuse me.
And then anybody else warm up?
I'm good.
No, thank you.
Good for now.
Could you grab one or two of those pizza bite thingies? The little bread? They're fucking amazing.
Yes, they are.
Here you go.
Grazie.
Here you go.
Thank you very much.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You want the marinara too?
I'm okay.
I wasn't sure if you were longingly looking.
No. I was thinking.
Oh wait, he has one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two more. Isn't she just dough covered in garlic or?
Yes, they're
and parmesan.
Yes,
that's good.
Pretty much. You want the last one?
No, thank you.
Okay.
But the deal was, I bring it up only because it was just a hidden coupon or something. It's like 2 for $6 a piece and then that for $1. It's nice.
Hmm.
Good for them. Okay. And unlike the other one, it wasn't cold. That was good too.
If you have the Pizza Hut app, you get coupons too.
They actually took that off.
Really?
Now it's just like, don't worry, every time you shop on here, it's always a deal.
That sucks.
It's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
What can you do? Okay. Everybody ready? Good. Mm-hmm. So we do a moment of silence for Frank Oz, as we always do.